This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, June 26, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. It's widely believed that coordinated health care is essential to fostering better health outcomes, but that means flexibility. It's not clear that current regulations would allow for the broadening of what Regina Herzlinger calls focus factories. Herzlinger holds the Nancy McPherson Professor of Business Administration Chair at the Harvard Business School. She's also a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. We spoke at the Cato Institute's conference on healthcare June 17th. You mentioned in your talk how we measure all the things that we go out and buy in our lives by the output, the thing that we are provided. And in healthcare, the way our system of buying health care services, it's almost focused exclusively on inputs. And I guess the short question is, so what? What's the big deal about the difference between outputs and inputs?
So if I had diabetes, I would like to know how good the people I'm dealing with are in treating my diabetes. I'd like to know if I have surgery for my diabetes, and diabetics need a lot of heart surgery. What is the risk-adjusted mortality rate? How many people do they kill? How many people do they maim? How many people get an infection? How many people come back within 30 days? What do I know about that? I know nada about that. The most I could know is whether some endocrinologist is following somebody's idea about how healthcare should be practiced. I don't give a darn about that. I want to know how good are they. So I know how good my yogurt is. I know how much it costs. I know how many calories it has. I know how much calcium it has. Everything I'm interested in about that yogurt's right on the label. If I'm a diabetic or I have cancer or I have AIDS, I know zero about the quality of the outcomes that the people who are treating me engender. If I had that information, that market would be transformed. And the way it would be transformed is I would go to the best quality for the money provider. That's what I want to know. I would go there in 3 seconds. I don't have that information.
You talk about focus factories, and this is an organization that in some ways exists to some extent, but Americans can't really purchase that bundle of specific goods and services that they want. What is the focus factory idea?
It is a bundle. So it's a bundle of care the way you want care. So let's say you're a family with a mother who's having a very complicated pregnancy. What you really want to buy is a bundle of care for everything that might happen with that pregnancy. And you'd like to have data about alternative providers of that bundle so that you could choose the one that best meets your needs. You have that for cars, you have that for PCs, you have it for yogurts, for God's sake. Why don't you have it for a complicated pregnancy? Another area of focus would be if I had congestive heart failure or some chronic disease, I'd like to know for a team that treats everything that I need for that disease, who does the best job? Let's say I have a bad back. I know that if I go to a surgeon, she's going to say, I want to operate. If I go to a neurologist, he's going to say, you've got a bad disc. If I go to an exercise physiologist, she's going to say, your abs are too flaccid. You need to do abdominal exercises. Who is right? I want a team that jointly decides what is the best treatment for my bad back, and I want outcome data about how well they treat people with bad backs. That kind of focused factory. Focused means it's focused on your needs, on what you need. Factory, I use the term because it's provocative, and people say in healthcare, oh, we're not like factories. I say, well, that's too bad, because factories are incredibly systematic and accountable for what they do. If we had that kind of system, we would transform healthcare. We'd get much higher quality healthcare and much cheaper healthcare.
In both getting data to consumers and creating this new structure of healthcare delivery where people can purchase specific bundles of services that they want that's outcome focused. To what extent are current regulatory structures preventing that kind of project from arising? Or is regulation the problem?
The key problem is the payment system. Now, I should note that in the rest of the economy, focused factories dominate. They dominate manufacturing. We no longer have U.S. Steel, everything for everybody, steel company. We have very focused steel manufacturers. We no longer have department stores. We have very focused retailers that are focused on your lifestyle. So a young man can go into one of these stores, depending on his taste, and get everything he needs. That's very productive. We don't have it in healthcare. Why is that? The main reason is the payment system. The payment system still pays for inputs, pays for doctors, hospitals, dialysis centers, pharmaceuticals, and they all get into a hugely destructive turf battle with each other, because if the pharmaceuticals win, that money is going to be taken away from the doctors and the hospitals and dialysis centers. What we need is an outcome-based payment system that says, look, I'm going to pay you for doing everything you can for treating the diabetic, and you guys stop fighting among yourselves. You figure out how to do it, and you figure out how to divide up the money that comes as a result of doing it.
It seems almost like an obvious
yeah.
problem
yeah.
when you see, consumers aren't getting clear, easy to understand information about their physicians. And in economics, that would say, what's preventing this from occurring?
Right.
Whereas where we get this literally in just about every other aspect of our lives, but again, their accountability is not necessarily to consumers.
Well, the consumers, they pay all the money. The $2.6 trillion, which is about as big as the GDP of Germany, okay? Huge amount of money. It all comes from you and me. We pay for it in taxes, or we pay for it in salaries that are going into paying for health insurance rather than going to salaries. But instead of buying it for ourselves, we've given the $2.6 trillion to somebody else, Medicare, Medicaid, our employers, and they buy on our behalf. This is an economics principal-agent problem. Will the agent act in accordance with the wishes of the principal? Hell no. And the less accountability the agent has for doing what the principal, you and me, consumers, want to have done, the less transparent the transaction is, the more obscure the organizational structure is, the better it is for the agent, the worse it is for the consumer. So the key problem is that the consumers, who are the ones who've revolutionized every other part of the U.S. economy, they have no voice in healthcare, but ironically, it's all their money.
Regina Herslinger holds the Nancy McPherson Professor of Business Administration Chair at the Harvard Business School. She's also a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. We spoke at the Cato Institute's Conference on Healthcare, June 17th. You can watch the full conference at cato.org.